right. My name is Sydney. I'm 19 years old. Today is September 10th, and I'm speaking with Bob and Aaron, who are my friends and my roommate, and we are recording in Boone, North Carolina. So, tell me about your happiest moments together. Bob, you can go ahead and go first.
Well, my happiest moment, or what I think my happiest moment is with her, is... Oh, crap. I should have thought this through. Can you pause it? So, it's actually the same moment, like the same occurrence in different moments, if that makes sense. So, we were dancing in the middle of the dance floor. Actually, it was the first time we'd ever danced together. We were dancing in the middle of the dance floor. It was just her and I at first. She dragged me out there and said, let's start this party. And so we were out there, middle of the dance floor, just slow dancing along to this, like, you know, really bombastic beat. And it was kind of adorable. We basically, there's a Lumineers lyric that goes, we slow danced along to a faster tune. And that's exactly what we did. So that's my happiest moment.
All right. Aaron? I gotta live up to that. Okay, you kind of took mine because I was going to use that same party as an example. I don't know. I kind of like that whole night, like, because we got the party started and we were just, like, dancing. There was no one else in that dance floor, which was, like, looked lame, but, like, it was really fun. And then, like, we went to IHOP afterwards and it was just so chill. And, like, we walked all the way back from, not IHOP, Waffle House. Yeah. And we had to walk all the way back from Waffle House, but it didn't even seem like that long of a walk.
It was cold.
It was cold, and we shared his jacket. We took turns. That's right. Mine.
Okay, moving on. What was your first conversation about?
Your scar. Yeah, because we were at Camp Broadstone, and you were walking to, like, the lake, and I was like, hey, Bob, did you really get bitten by a shark? And then we started talking about that.
All right.
Right?
Yep.
That
was
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we had another 45-minute conversation.
Then it just went from there, yeah. I don't remember. It was a lot of stuff.
Okay. Tell me three things that you like about the other person.
Who's going first? Okay. confidence. I wouldn't keep using words that are, like, super boring, but, like, sweetness and words or things. Okay. You're never predictable. Yeah.
Okay. Bob?
I strive to be unknown.
Mr. Mysterious.
Indeed. first and foremost, those piercing blue eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
In every picture I see of her, immediate. Number two would be, you can't see this, whoever's listening, but she does this adorable tongue thing where, this sounds really weird, oh my god, no. So she does this thing whenever she smiles, where she, like, sticks her tongue out underneath her teeth. That sounded wrong. Where she smiles, sticks her tongue out from underneath her teeth, and it's like, a little, like, she bites her tongue kind of, and it's adorable. It's like this little nervous habit, I guess, maybe this is a subconscious thing that she does. She just did it.
Now I'm thinking about it.
And then number three would be how crazy intelligent she is. Just the words she uses are mind-blowing.
Even though one of my words was just sweet.
Yeah, well, true. But when she's just in, like, general conversation, she uses massive words that are...
You kind of answered this in the other question, but where did you first talk to each other? Like, where did you kind of first meet?
Camp Broadstone.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
At the transfer get-together.
Yeah. I keep thinking I'm just talking to you. Yeah, at an event for transfer students where we had a retreat at Camp Broadstone.
All right. Last question. What's something silly that you haven't told the other person?
What, me first? I gotta think. Oh my god, that's so close. I gotta think.
I'm gonna first then. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
So, when I was about, 11 or 12 years old, I had this really sweet hot rod bike where you was a low rider, and it had red flames painted on the side. I thought I was so cool riding it. But anyways, I was riding through my local park at... Yes, in my neighborhood in Jersey Village, Texas. And there was a pretty girl on the swings over there. She was my age as well. She was actually probably 16 or so. So I was...
Oh, wait, how old are you?
I was playing big. I was 12.
Oh, okay.
I was playing big, you know, yeah, 12, trying to 16, impress him. It's like... The, yeah. So anyways, she was probably 14. Anyways, she was... I was, you know, riding by. I saw her. I wanted to wave. I was standing up on my pedals because it was the bike that, you know, you could kind of cruise on the pedals. So I was standing up, and as I was standing up and riding by her, I decided to wave so that just one hand was on the
handlebars.
On the handlebars, yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then this bump came, and I kind of it bumped forward. And I was already standing up, so my weight was forward on the bike. So I kind of just did this awkward half front flip where I just tumbled over. And she, we made eye contact by this point. Like she had,
did
she, you know, as I was waving to her, she waved back and was smiling. And I had just done this, and I immediately kind of, you know, tried to roll it off, but didn't. It didn't. I kind of like banged my head and everything. And then I quickly got back up. My face was really red. I didn't even look over at her. I just pedaled away.
And did she went not back try to my like house. Come help or anything?
Well, I actually did look. She looked, and then she went like, "Oh no!" And then I just, I didn't say anything. I just pedaled away. So.
All right, Aaron, your turn.
Do the. Okay, so one time I was on the ice. I was skating, and I was getting ready to set up for my job, and I caught my toe pick on the ice, and I kind of face planted. So that part is embarrassing as it is, but they had just cut the ice. So it was super duper smooth. And so I slid across the entirety of the ice, and it was all in, like, slow motion. So all the other coaches were just kind of staring and everything. And I eventually slid into the hockey things that stopped me and screwed them up a little bit, but yeah, it was very painful and very embarrassing. So that's my story.
Well, thank you both very much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right. We're